Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while after our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is at the telephone talking earnestly with his employer, Mr. Rubish, while Sade, wearing an apron and carrying a dish towel, hovers near the library table.
Yes, I believe I've got everything organized, Chief. No, I'll be there with bells on and rearing to go.
You want something?
Go ahead. Finish your chat.
Oh, that's right, Chief. I'll have all that material in my briefcase. No, I believe I'm all set to climb on the train this minute if necessary.
Dishes all done?
Oh, wait till you had washed.
Sure thing, Mr. Rubin.
You could have gone ahead and washed the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
And wiped them, too?
Why not?
That'd be a fine division of labor.
People, please.
Let your father talk on the telephone.
Why is everybody lurking around like chicken hawks? Makes the guy uncomfortable.
Beg pardon, Mr. Rubik. Those arrangements have all been made, Mr. Rubik.
Yep.
No, I think I can pretty well say that I've got a clean slate as far as the office is concerned. Yeah. Oh, well, fella don't go on a month's inspection tour every day. Okay, Chief. You bet. See you tomorrow. He's a neat number one old boy.
He give you a compliment, did he?
Oh, not compliment, but he's gratified with the way that I've buckled down and got stuff in shape to leave on this inspection tour.
Uh-huh.
May I ask once again why everybody lurks around like chicken hawks?
I don't know why Willie is. He's supposed to be out doing the dishes.
I'm supposed to be out in the kitchen doing half the dishes. It was agreed you were to wash them and I was to wipe them. I wiped all you had washed, so naturally my part of the job come to a standstill. I couldn't hardly...
All right. Sure. Vic, in the jam and jumble of accomplishing the 509 million things I had to do today, I forgot to tell you the most important thing of all.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you're still excited and happy about the going-away gift shower the Thimble Club ladies give you last week.
They're not giving me another.
No. You are excited and happy over that shower, aren't you?
Sure.
Sitting down on the Davenport, huh, Rush?
You're sitting down on the Davenport.
Such laziness.
By George, search me where the laziness comes in. If you and another individual took a job digging a hole with a pick and shovel, and the other individual laid down his shovel and told you to go ahead and dig the hole by yourself, wouldn't you scream like a panther and throw your shoes over the people's bank building?
This is finished with your fancy speech. Perhaps I can speak to your father.
What about the Thimble Club ladies' gift shower, kiddo?
Well, it made you glad and happy, didn't it?
Blew a blast on my porter's whistle just last night. I had a drink out of my collapsible drinking cup yesterday afternoon.
They are lovely presents.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. That dandy going-away gift shower put an idea in the heads of another group of ladies.
Another group of ladies is going to give me a dandy going-away gift shop?
No, not quite that. These ladies are all Thimble Club ladies, but they got a new notion for something nice to do for you in honor of your leaving for a whole month on your grand inspection tour.
Huh?
It's a See Mr. Gook Off on the Train celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Thimble Club ladies can be so sweet. Here's their present husband going out of town for a whole month, and they doctor up a going-away gift shower, and that was such a success, they're encouraged to go ahead with another stunt.
See Mr. Gook Off on the Train celebration.
Yes.
All the Thimble Club ladies be down to depot to wave goodbye at me?
Oh, not all of them, I don't imagine.
Hmm.
Well, here's what happened. Flipped my mind up until 5 minutes ago. I received a telephone call early this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It was May Brandeis.
Mm-hmm.
You remember her, don't you?
I believe I met her.
Sure, in the lobby of the Bijou the other evening. She admired your necktie.
Oh,
my necktie she admired.
Was it? Well, anyway, she called up representing the little clique of ladies from way out west that belong to the Thimble Club.
Uh-huh.
There's four of them. They all come from way out west originally, so they got that bond between them. Mm-hmm. Mae Brandeis, Barbara Bushwell, Cad Kendi, and Ellen Conant. All sweet girls. Mm-hmm. Well, they were so enthusiastic over the success of your going-away gift shower, they put their heads together and doctored up this new stunt.
See, Mr. Gukoff and the train celebration, huh?
Yes.
Molly Clarksongo's dad dearly loves to recall to mind the occasion when him
won't
and his lady...
Won't you be flattered, a crowd of ladies down at the railroad station waving goodbye when the conductor shouts all aboard?
Hey.
And throwing sawdust?
Throwing sawdust?
Throwing sawdust is an old Western custom when you see somebody off on the train. Yeah.
Like throwing rice at the bride and groom, eh, Ma?
Exactly. Mm, throwing sawdust at the departing traveler is a favorite old Western custom. Hmm. Ain't you excited about this?
Yeah.
You don't appear any too enthusiastic.
Oh, well, I was just...
You see, these four ladies, Mae Brandeis, Barbara Bushwell, Cad Kendi, and Ellen Conant, thought this up all by themselves. Really, it's kind of a bouquet for my lap. I'm their president, and my husband's going off out of town to be away an entire month. What you looking so funny about?
I was just reflecting on how Mr. Buller and Mr. Rubish are going to react to this demonstration.
Why?
Well, I am traveling in their company, see, and they're both big shots and my superiors in the firm.
Well?
Well, they won't be startled, will they? Gang of women pelt me with sawdust and shrieking goodbye?
Oh, now, hey.
The chief, Mr. Rubish, is a very modest, unassuming man. He hates anything on the showy side. I doubt if he'd fancy the idea of getting covered with sawdust.
Well, they'll be throwing the sawdust at you.
Well, some's liable to get on him, though, ain't it?
Oh, yes.
I'm traveling with those big shots in rather a minor capacity, say. I'm more of a confidential secretary than anything else. I'm wondering if it would sit just right with Mr. Rubish. A gang of women pelt me with sawdust and otherwise creating a disturbance when two executives...
Well, if that's not the bullet to choke Billy Tanner.
Mr. Rubish and Mr. Buller might get the impression you just got married, Gov, and your bride is hiding in the vestibule.
These lovely, lovely ladies want to pay you about as nice a compliment as a
person.
Well,
I appreciate their thoughtfulness. Don't think for a minute I don't appreciate their thoughtfulness. Why, see, Mr. Gukoff on the train celebration is about as pretty a gesture as I've ever heard of.
Oh?
But Mr. Buller and Mr. Rubish... I'm afraid they wouldn't understand, especially Mr. Rubish. Why, he even tried to discourage a bunch of girls from the office coming down to the railroad station.
Yeah?
Protested like a horse.
Are a bunch of girls from the office coming down to the railroad station?
Yeah.
Who are they?
Olive Hammerstreet, Lolita DeRienzi, and Betty Walker.
Uh-oh.
What are they going to throw, girl?
Yes, what are they going to throw?
Girl...
Rice, sawdust, old shoes, hard coal, or what?
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to throw anything that I know of. Oh, I believe they have it in mind to give us a bouquet of flowers.
What's the idea?
Well, no idea to it. Their bosses are leaving town on an inspection tour and won't be back for a whole month. They considered it the thing to do to come down to the depot and wave goodbye.
They can come down to the depot, huh, and wave goodbye. But other ladies is barred.
Oh, now, see.
I just wanted to know, was all.
Well, see, there's a difference between a few kids from the office seeing us off and a crowd of Thimble Club ladies hurling sawdust around, acting like I was some well-known celebrity, whereas I'm just a guy more or less going along for the ride.
I just wanted to know, was all.
I'd expect you and Rush, and maybe Fred and Ruthie, and Pal or so from the lodge to be on hand to see me off on my trip, but you kiddo tried to understand how I feel in front of my superiors if a mob of cheering women showed up with a
brass
band.
It's all right. Perfectly all right. I understand.
You know I appreciate the Thimble Club's thoughtfulness.
Sure. Well, I'll... telephone all four ladies, then. I'll tell them not to bother accumulating any sawdust.
Maybe just as well.
Well, Willie boy. How about our supper dishes?
Okay.
You wash and I'll wipe.
Fine.
Shall we walk to the kitchen?
Yeah.
Golly, we're doing our supper dishes late.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at me, kiddo.
Yes, Ed?
Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad at anybody.
I'll be leaving in just a few days. Let's not have any differences so close to the time that I'm going on my inspection tour.
Ah!